This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are discussing Malaysia's shot at a vaccine also.
Right. We're going to be talking about Warp rebranding to Hartley in just a moment. But then after that, we'll also be talking about malls appealing for reopening. So let us know your thoughts. Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You got a comment here from 4132. Say, I protect my airspace by using a unique product from Australia. Covers 10 meters by 10 meters area, so my car is the safest in Malaysia.
Oh.
And he says, while we all wait for the bestest, safestest vaccine. All wrong, Kate. By, when you pay attention, that those are not real words, okay?
Bestest and?
Safestest.
Safestest. Mm. Okay. Well, if you'd like to chime in on the conversation at any point, the numbers again are 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. Now, moving on, we heard actually just before the rebranding that WOB was going to rebrand itself into a new company called Hyatt.
Right.
The job platform for professional junior to mid-level talent, they launched in 2014 and they rapidly grew to over 600,000 job seekers and 16,000 employers had signed up. But now they're known as Hyatt.
From the looks of it, the rebrand isn't just a name change, but a restructuring of the company's focus and use of technology as well. A few highlights are received in the press statement about Hyatt. So Hyatt uses AI to integrate its job portal and headhunting services, effectively becoming a unique hybrid recruitment platform. So as job seekers matured and grew, the platform also adapted and started providing jobs that matched the career's progression. Therefore, the platform needed a new image to reflect its growth and maturity. So effective 1st July, the company will have two core services, Hyatt.com, which is a job portal for professional junior to mid-level talent, and Hyatt X, an AI-powered headhunting service. So Hyatt.com and Hyatt X are integrated using AI to create a hybrid recruitment solution. And this integration promises ease of use for both job seekers and employers.
Yeah, so in terms of visual identity as well, the new Hyatt uses a new royal purple base paired with a gradient to blue, which represents the spectrum of professional junior to mid-level talent which they now serve. They've also revamped the website to reflect their new image. It makes company information more accessible with a cleaner interface and easier navigation. Employers that subscribe to Hyatt.com will get access to the platform's built-in tools that will help save time on attracting and pre-screening talent. This includes media-rich company profiles, a chatbot interviewer, and video cover letters as well. Headhunting has typically been relevant to mostly senior talent, right? But through Hyatt X, junior to mid-level talent can now access headhunting services easily by simply dropping their CV on the platform. But, you know, we can talk about this, but who better to tell us about the rebranding than Hyatt founder and CEO Derek To. And we're hoping that Derek will give us more details on this rebranding. Derek, thank you for joining us. Now, first things first, why the rebrand at this juncture? You know, it's a huge decision. So what helped you make this decision?
Thanks. That's a pretty good question. So for those who are not familiar with WOB, W-O-B-B, is actually short for Working on Beanbags. And it's always had this young startup vibe that represented the majority of both employers and like job seekers that use this. But we've reached the stage where the brand no longer quite represents our current users. You know, for example, you know, we have many corporations using us now, and we've also been attracting more and more experienced job seekers to the platform. So we sort of decided, you know, it was time to adopt a more mature brand that correctly represented the stage of our business and our users. So while, you know, I understand it always feels safe to not risk what we already have and work so hard to build, right, obviously over the years. As a startup, we always try to think about our long-term vision. So we're not afraid to take risks and letting go of things that no longer help us. And we definitely don't have the, you know, the, oh, but we've always done it this way kind of mentality. So, you know, we've asked ourselves some tough questions, right, such as whether the WOB brand would be able to carry us to fulfill our vision, right? And the answer was quite clear to us that Hyatt would be a much better brand to take us forward into this next phase of our growth.
Right. Derek, so WOB has established itself in the market, has carved out its own niche. Will Hyatt expand that niche, or are you looking at a, you know, new market segment altogether?
Well, we've always been seen as the platform to hire Gen Y and Z talent. Mm. And for some reason, when you hear Gen Y and Z, you know, many automatically assume that this is like a fresh grad or someone in their 20s. But do you know that Gen Y is already 39 years old? So this actually means, right, that we've already been recruiting for a lot of mid-management kind of talent. But it was not obvious to some employers and job seekers. So with the rebrand, we've essentially stopped saying Gen Y and Z also. And instead, we've reworded this to say professional junior to mid-level talent, mm. which is essentially the same, right? The same group of people in terms of experience. But with the new brand, with our new brand Hiredly, being a more mature brand, we believe it will also attract more employers outside of the, you know, the typical startup or digital type of companies to want to use us, right? Because those tend to have a very young vibe about them, right? So, you know, it could be like a large professional, you know, global audit firm or like, you know, oil and gas companies or FMCG companies or law firms, you know, whatever it may be. And this will directly grow the talent pool that we also have, right? That is what we expect. Because the type of talent that uses is essentially a reflection of the employers that uses. So from a business model perspective, right? So instead of just being a job portal, we have essentially also reimagined ourselves as a hybrid recruitment platform, you know, with a very big focus on using AI to help grow our headhunting business. So at present, you know, when it comes to headhunting, you know, junior to mid-management talent actually don't get a lot of help from headhunters due to low salaries, right? So headhunting, they basically make a fee off the salary of the person that they help place in an employer. So there's not a lot of help to like a lot of junior to mid-management level talent. And we intend to change that, basically. So we believe with this hybrid recruitment approach, you know, focusing on professional junior to mid-management talent as a brand, Hiredly is actually going to be quite a game changer for the industry.
Okay, Derek, the name WOB, right? Rebranding also means you won't have WOB's name value anymore, which took, you know, years to build. So what was the risk-benefit assessment like that in that situation as a company?
Well, as a startup, we definitely have a very innovative culture and we take risks all the time, right? So we run different experiments, you know, different projects and for different products. But of course, rebranding was a much bigger decision because it was a decision that was irreversible, right? It was an irreversible project. We can't suddenly wake up one day and say, oh, we're not Hiredly anymore, we're WOB again, right? It doesn't work like that. So once we've decided to rebrand to Hiredly, we were committed to do it. So we definitely recognized the risk. But at the end of the day, right, we simply weighed the short-term and long-term risks and benefit, right, risk and reward. And it was clear to us that, you know, we needed a more mature professional brand to carry us to the next stage of our business. So I, you know, as the founder and CEO of the company, I always try to think in decades, not like next month or, you know, 2-3 months from now. So any short-term loss, right, on WOB's brand equity, you know, when you're thinking in decades, right, any short-term loss on WOB's brand equity just simply didn't seem that important or significant anymore. So, so always like thinking like long-term made this decision very, very easy, right? And also as a startup, you know, any change actually excites us. So there was very little hesitation from our team to pursue this rebranding to Hiredly. It was seen as a challenge, which once we overcome, can really transform our company. So I think that's also what attracts the type of talent to want to work in a startup. And it made our decision to pursue this rebranding project very easy.
Right. Right. So, Derek, the timing of this rebrand is also quite interesting, right? Now, during the peak of the National Recovery Plan and this pandemic, what were the changes influenced by the pandemic in any way?
This may surprise some, but we've actually grown as a business despite the pandemic and the lockdowns. And I believe this is because more and more employers are coming to us to look for the type of talent that can help transform their business. So the timing of the rebranding is actually quite good, right? Mm. So we believe there's a lot of positive word of mouth among employers about using our platform to recruit junior to mid-management talent. and sort of riding on this uptrend in our popularity with employers actually makes it a lot cheaper, right, to pursue our rebranding project. So timing is great.
Okay, so finally, what has the job market been like over the last few months? Are you seeing any trends that took you by surprise?
Well, when the pandemic first hit us in 2020, my initial assumption was that the recruitment market would be severely negatively impacted. And I don't think I was wrong there. But what surprised me was that apart from the industries that are obviously negatively impacted, such as retail, hospitality, etc., recruitment in the professional world actually ramped up back to normal quite quickly. And has been very active, especially for our target market, you know, the junior to mid management talent that Hiatly is, you know, helping employers hire. So while we don't represent the entire employment market, you know, definitely we don't, but month after month, you know, on our platform, we have had record high number of active jobs advertised on the platform, right? Month after month, record high number of active jobs. So you can see that employers that are using us are really ramping up their recruitment activities. And some of our consultants from the headhunting side, right, because we have like a hybrid recruitment approach, some of the consultants from a headhunting side, which we call Hiatly X, by the way, they're swamped, right? They requests to headhunt talent. They have so many requests from employers to headhunt talent. They've been so busy. So I hope this is a positive sign, right? And I hope that it gives more confidence to everyone. And if you're a business right now that is not one that's obviously negatively impacted, right? So your industry is not negatively impacted, but you sort of, you're currently taking like a wait and see approach. So you can recruit, but you sort of choose to not recruit because you want to sort of wait and see. I just want to say that it's likely your competitors have already started competing to hire like the best talent, right? To kind of drive their business or transform their business, whatever their goals are. So you should probably consider making a move soon before, you know, your competitors come up with a clear upper hand, right, in terms of talent. Because I can see many employers really ramping up their recruitment activities already as though things were more or less normal. So this is a great sign, and I'm hoping that our rebrand to Hiatly will really help serve both the employers and the job seekers that, you know, have been following us all this while, you know, a lot better.
Right, and we wish you all the best too, Derek. That was Derek To, founder and CEO of Hiatly, formerly known as WOB.
And so just back to his rebranding talk, right? I mean, he say, you know, he's looking at it not in a couple of months and in the years
in decades,
to come.
And
he has his reasons for it, like, and I guess his opportunity to revamp right now or what have you. But it's like how when Grab was known as My Taxi, right? And it's like, what? Grab? And now it's, you know, it's a lot more open in terms of what they can do, because before then, it was just, you just think of taxis, right? And then taxi was not spelled T-A-X-I, right? And then they were trying to go regional and that didn't work, right? So I guess, you know, if you're looking at how your brand will grow, this is what you need to do.
Yeah. Also, you know, quite interesting to hear how his team actually took to the rebranding exercise. They were excited. They looked at it as a challenge. And even though people might be wondering, you know, why would you want to do this during a pandemic when people are kind of happy or they kind of gravitate towards the brands that they're used to and the names that they're used to. But it was interesting to hear how his team decided to take it as a challenge and to do this during the pandemic as well.
And of course, you know, he's always looking at the professional, right? Junior to middle, right? So this is a younger crowd. So he didn't want to, you know, put that into the Gen X, Gen Y kind of thing anymore, which I think is great, right? And people are hiring, right?
Last bit when he was talking about the trends and how, you know, some companies are actually actively hiring now and they're moving ahead of their competitors. And so they're going to be ready once this pandemic kind of eases, they're out there and raring to go.
I mean, things look bleak at the moment, but, you know, we are getting vaccinated and, you know, you see that, you know, in other countries which are, you know, have
more
higher vaccination rates than us, are returning back to normal. So it's only inevitable, right? Although it looks bleak at the moment, but
We're getting there.
We're getting there.
And
we
will get there.
Yes.
So best prepare.
Yes.
If you'd like to chime in on the conversation at any time, today we've been talking about Malaysia's shot at a vaccine. And, you know, we just finished speaking with Derek Toh, founder and CEO of Hyatt Lee. They were formerly known as WOB. And, you know, in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking about how malls want to reopen again as soon as next week. They want to, at least they're appealing to. You can get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. Tell us what you think about, or if you have any comments about our stories. Like I said, when we come back, we'll be talking about how malls are appealing for reopening. But for now, here's you two with Staring at the Sun. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.